Saratoga Springs City Center Executive Director Ryan McMahon told WAMC Thursday morning that Hitler's desk would not be shown inside the venue.
I spoke with the event organizers, and this will not be happening.
The desk used by the fascist dictator of Nazi Germany during World War II was to be included in a collection of other items as part of the new East Coast Arms Collectors Associates Gun Show, an event that happens several times a year in the Spa City. But after McMahon read about the materials Thursday morning, he contacted event organizer David Petronis, who agreed not to display the pieces. There was backlash among neighbors, too. Notably, the Temple Sinai Jewish Synagogue is located across the street from the city center. Petronis said he hadn't realized the synagogue, which is located on Broadway, was there.
If I knew the synagogue was there, I might even have asked the question of whether we could do the desk in any particular way, showing that how the Nazi era was over, and that was our intent of doing that, not certainly promoting Nazism, because we were trying to display a piece of history.
Petronis said while sending out online materials for the show on Labor Day weekend, he was also busy planning for an arms fair this weekend in Newburgh and did not consider the reaction that might arise from neighbors.
It's a very vulnerable time to be Jewish.
Michael Marks, president of Temple Sinai, said he received many emails from members of the congregation about the news.
Just to see such outspokenness from the neo-Nazi movement and the white supremacy movement that's targeting it that way. So to find that memorabilia from Hitler or from World War II and the Nazi regime was going to be displayed at the gun show just seemed unconscionable and unbelievable to be happening in Saratoga.
The desk is part of a collection headed to an auction later this year in Ohio. Petronis said regardless of whether it is displayed at his gun show, it will be bought by somebody.
I have no feelings for the item itself. If somebody wants to pay $500,000, I'll give them the lighter fluid and the match to burn it if they wish.
Less than 2 weeks after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that claimed the life of a counter-protester, communities around the country have been holding vigils and rallies against neo-Nazism, racism, and hate speech. Saratoga Springs Mayor Joanne Yepsen, a Democrat, earlier this year called for the creation of a human rights task force. The task force was already scheduled to hold a march and vigil downtown Thursday evening.
People were very upset in Saratoga Springs. So I think the walk and the vigil tonight that we're doing, all are welcome here, is the message that I certainly want to get out to our city and to everyone that comes to visit us as the mayor of this city.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.